In Afghanistan, there's been a wave of Taliban attacks, and now the commander of U.S. and allied forces says drug traffickers and Pakistani militants are backing those attacks. General John Vines spoke after a month in which Taliban forces intensified assaults on Afghan police and civilian officials. Vines says the enemy is most active in southern Afghanistan, near some of the country's most productive opium fields.
I think there is an unholy alliance between the Taliban and the narcotics production and processing. There is no question in my mind there is a correlation.
General Vine spoke from Bagram Air Base in Afghanistan this morning in an interview with NPR. U.S. officials have said for years that the opium trade supported the Taliban during its time in power. International officials say the opium trade actually dropped off when the Taliban banned it, but now it is coming back. Southern Afghanistan is one of the world's richest sources of the plant that forms the raw material for heroin. For more than a year, General Vines has commanded an allied force that now includes about 8,500 Americans. Vines says in the last few weeks, his troops found and defeated enemy fighters in mountain camps.
Recently, we've had operations in the area to the north and east of the Kandahar that probably as many as 200 were killed or wounded, the anti-coalition forces. So it has been a violent month or so. We have seen a resurgence over the last month or so of their efforts to establish control. This is true.
General, as far as you can tell, who's financing and supporting this enemy activity?
We see the evidence of training by the umbrella group Al-Qaeda. Much of the fighting is taking place in areas that opium is produced. We think that there may be some linkage to the production of opium in the Taliban. We believe they're attempting to establish control in those areas so they can control the means of production and the profits. We believe that that is one of the reasons it's happening where it's happening. But essentially, this is about power. This is not about ideology. They are murdering mullahs. They're bombing mosques. They're murdering fellow Muslims who work for the Afghan government. This is anti-Islamic.
I want to ask about another possible source of enemy support here. President Hamid Karzai has complained that Pakistani clerics are supporting some of these enemy elements, and I can't help but notice that this fighting seems to be going on in a province, as you said, in southern Afghanistan near the Pakistani border.
There is no question that in some of the madrasas, in some of the mosques, that there has been a theme of jihad preached by some of the mullahs and some of the clerics. There is no question about that. The government of Pakistan has been extraordinarily cooperative, but borders are difficult places, and if you had to design a sanctuary, you might pick a place such as the 2,000-kilometer border between Pakistan and Afghanistan, mountainous, remote.
And in spite of what Pakistan has described as its strenuous efforts to close the border, there are news reports from Afghanistan suggesting that some of the fighters that you're facing occasionally are able to escape across the border into Pakistan and find sanctuary there.
Those reports, we believe, are accurate.
Do you have latitude to go into Pakistan chasing after enemy fighters?
Pakistan is a sovereign country. We don't invade sovereign countries that are our allies. We ask them to control their sovereign territory. And so Pakistan is a sovereign country, no.
So the rule at the moment is if they get onto Pakistani territory, you've got to depend on Pakistan to take care of them. Your forces aren't going to go there.
We do not, as a rule, pursue forces across the border.
A couple of other things I'd like to ask about, if I can, General. In the last few days, the U.S. and Germany, as I understand it, have begun talking about the possibility of expanding the mandate of NATO peacekeepers. Right now, they're policing the capital, Kabul, as they have for the last couple of years, and now there's talk of sending them out into the countryside. I realize the peacekeepers aren't under your direct control, but how would that change affect your job or affect the situation in Afghanistan?
I think it would increase the security in the outlying provinces enormously. I am absolutely for it. The devil, of course, is always in the details, and the numbers of forces required is something would the North Atlantic Council will have to decide.
And we're having this discussion with the benefit of hindsight, but I wonder if, as you look back, if you think it might have been wise to take this step a year or two ago, if it might have helped the situation.
Well, I choose not to speculate on what might have been. Clearly, the people of Afghanistan have enormous goodwill toward the international community. They're hopeful, but they're also impatient. I am impatient for the people of Afghanistan. We need as aggressively as we can as the international community to get aid and construction assistance in here. And you would note that I didn't use the term reconstruction because much of the country has no infrastructure to build on.
It was never built the first time.
Devastated. That is correct. So consequently, there's an enormous requirement here.
Have you had any close calls with, or things that seemed like close calls, with Osama bin Laden or Mullah Omar, either one?
Well, let me put it this way. We've attempted to arrange meetings with them on several occasions, and they didn't show. We would be eager to meet them, so if you cross paths with them, tell them to drop in.
Lieutenant General John Vines is the commander of U.S. forces in Afghanistan. General, thanks very much.
Thank you very much.
And you can hear an extended version of our interview with General Vines by going to our website at npr.org.